We're not living at the end of an ice age. We're living in a pause. That pause is called an interglacial period. It's a warm stretch in a much longer cold pattern. Earth cycles through ice ages about every 100,000 years. The reason? It's not random. It's orbital. The planet's path around the sun changes over time. Sometimes more circular, sometimes more stretched. That cycle, called eccentricity, it runs about every 100,000 years. Earth also wobbles like a top, a movement called precession. And the tilt of the axis changes slowly, shifting between about 22.1 and 24.5 degrees over 41,000 years. Right now, the tilt is about 23.4 and slowly decreasing. More tilt means more extreme seasons. Less tilt, it favors colder summers and more persistent snow. When you combine all three orbital shifts, you get the timing behind glaciation. This idea was mapped out a century ago by Serbian scientist Milutin Milanković. He showed how sunlight patterns over thousands of years line up with ice age cycles in the geological record. But orbit and tilt aren't the only variables. The sun itself is not perfectly steady. Every 11 years or so, it pulses in energy output, and over centuries, it can quiet down. Between 1645 and 1715, solar activity dropped sharply during what's now called the Maunder Minimum. It coincided with the coldest stretch of the Little Ice Age. That's when the Thames River in London froze during the winter. These natural rhythms, tilt, orbit, precession, solar cycles, they have together triggered every major ice age in Earth's recent history. Today, we're in what geologists call the Holocene. The Holocene Interglacial. It began around 11,700 years ago after the last glacial maximum. Back then, the Laurentide Ice Sheet covered most of Canada and much of the northern United States. That ice was over 2 miles or 3.2 kilometers thick. Sea levels were about 400 feet or 122 meters lower. And the Bering Land Bridge connected Siberia to Alaska. When the ice melted, the planet changed. Forests pushed north, lakes filled, shorelines redrew, and the climate leveled out, long enough for people to settle, plant crops, and build permanent life. That warm stretch gave a rise to calendars, farming, and cities. But it is not guaranteed to last. The interglacial before this one, the Eemian, it lasted about 15,000 years. It ended with the return of cold. Sea levels then were 20 to 30 feet or 6 to 9 meters higher than what they are today. Carbon dioxide levels during the Eemian peaked around 280 parts per million. Today they exceed 420. By the natural orbital rhythm, Earth should be slowly trending cooler soon. Eccentricity is low, axial tilt is decreasing, solar output is average, but long-term patterns suggest a possible quiet phase ahead. And under normal conditions, glaciation could return to 10,000 to 20,000 years from now. But we're not under normal conditions. No past ice age began with greenhouse gases this high, and no cooling trend has ever overcome this much trapped heat. So yes, Earth still tilts, the orbit still shifts, the sun still fades in and out, but what comes next really depends on whether those forces are still strong enough to break through the warming that we've added. One has to question whether or not we warmed it intentionally so we don't have another ice age, but that's an interesting story for another time. Remember the Bering Land Bridge? It vanished beneath rising seas, and one day it might rise again, or not. Ice is never permanent, but it's not random either. These are interesting things with JC.